diver was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first bra burner. Ain't you glad she showed up?
Oh, yeah.
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 That uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing. Right on, Maud. Maud.
Closed cap.
Walter! Walter, breakfast has been on the table so long, your Fruit Loops are being attacked by ants. Walter!
Be right down, Maud.
Man, if he's not down in 20 seconds, I'm going to go up and poach an egg on his bald spot.
What's a six-letter word for annoyance?
Six-letter word for annoyance. Try Walter.
Nice try, but not quite.
I'll get it, Mrs. Finley.
My goodness, somebody is in a hurry.
Hey, sweet mama.
If there's one thing I'm proud of, is that I ain't your mama.
Why don't you hit the lady of the house that the sales representative of the world-renowned Prophet Jones Aluminum Siding Company is here. Come on, brown sugar, I ain't got all day.
Just a minute. What makes you think that a black woman wearing an apron can't be the lady of this house?
Well,
you think I ain't fancy enough to be the lady of the house in a fancy neighborhood?
Please,
like
miss.
This? Is that it?
No, I'm sorry. I'm
you
very sorry.
Be.
You sure got gassy bad here, though. Hey, what do you say I come in and sit down and chat for a few minutes?
Not if you're stupid enough to think that a black lady in a neighborhood like this could be the lady of the house, you can.
Good morning, Florida. What was that all about?
Some dude playing What's My Line. How come you're wandering around looking like a potted plant?
Florida, you're beautiful when you're angry.
Beautiful, my foot. Well, thank you, Leroy Brown, the baddest man in town. You better watch out for your husband this morning, Mrs. Finley.
What are you talking about, Florida?
Well, it ain't your average day when Mr. Finley pinches me on one cheek and pats me on the other.
A pinch and a pat, huh?
Mm-hmm. He's feeling Italian again. The only way to cure that is to give him a good swift kick in the pasta fazool. Walter, would you mind stepping in here for a minute, please? Sweetheart, you can level with me. Have you been hitting the cough syrup again?
Not on your life, Maud. And sweetheart, I'm about to make the announcement of the century. Attention! Who knows what day this is?
The 14th day.
Wrong. It is a beautiful day. It is a glorious day. Ladies and gentlemen, today is I Love You Day.
What a beautiful thought.
It is lovely, Mr. Finley.
It's lovely, but what the hell is it? I Love You Day is a national holiday proclaimed by me. Right now, Walter Findleys all over the country are in their kitchens showing their families how much they love them. And you're very fortunate to have your local Walter Findley right here. No granola and bananas for you this morning, young man. You go down the block and have yourself an egg McMuffin.
Wow, you don't see that, River.
Philip, God bless you and keep you and love you forever.
Walter.
Forevermore.
Walter, please. You're beginning to sound like a summer replacement for Oral Roberts. I think he's growing something in that window box upstairs.
Quiet, Florida. For you? From the finest salon of Paris, at great expense to myself, a handcrafted Findlay original.
A Findlay original? My, my. I sure got my tail in high cotton.
Now say goodbye, Flora, because you're taking the rest of the day off with pay.
With pay?
Thanks, Mr. Finley. Now, all I gotta do is explain to Henry how I earned $20 in 15 minutes on something called I Love You Day.
Some of us have to get to work.
Yeah, please go, Carol. I don't want you here when they throw Walter in the rubber room.
For you? This little bauble, I made it out of macaroni myself at 6:30 this morning.
Oh, Walter, it's beautiful. It's just what I needed, a fattening necklace.
Wait a minute, don't forget the sauce.
Honey, where did you get this wonderfully insane idea?
From you, Maud.
From me?
Sure. You know what I was doing at 3 o'clock this morning? I woke up and spent 2 hours watching you sleep.
Oh, Walt.
Well, it's not the first time. You know what you do when you sleep, Maud? You twitch your nose. And you know how hard it is to hit a moving target? Well, it took me 2 hours, but I managed to kiss that nose 3 times.
Oh, Walter, I wondered why I woke up with a wet nose.
And now for your present.
For me?
It's something you always wanted.
Oh, something I've always... Walter, how did you manage to get Lloyd Bridges into this small...
Oh, come on, Maud. Don't take all day.
Come on now, Walter. That shows how little you know about women. Number one, opening the gift is half the fun of receiving it. Number two, if I save the ribbon and the paper, then I can use them to wrap your gift at Christmas. Number three, I could have opened it 5 minutes ago if you hadn't used so damn much scotch tape. Oh, honey, it's gorgeous. Oh, Walter, Walter, it is. Oh, and I thought it was a joke.
It's something to wear while you're being attacked.
There's the joke. Honey, I think it's even lovelier than the one you gave me at Christmas.
Oh, it is the one I gave you at Christmas. Maud, it's not that I forgot you or anything like that. It's just that I only thought of I Love You Day in the middle of the night. So when it comes to you, Maud, believe it or not, I'm the gift.
Oh, sweetheart. I think you are the perfect gift for I Love You Day. Probably the one gift that I'll never exchange.
Come here.
Come here, come on. What are you doing, Walter?
It's time for phase two of I Love You Day. When we are dancing and you're dancing near me, I get ideas.
Oh, if Richard Nixon had this kind of phase two, phase three would have taken care of itself.
Don't answer the door.
Oh, honey, it's Vivian.
We're not home, Maud.
Oh, sweetheart, no. Vivian's my best friend, and you know what she's been going through with her divorce lately.
I know what we've been going through with her divorce
lately.
You're
right. Oh, come on, Walter. We're so happy. Come on, honey, and she's so miserable. Look, just give me 3 minutes, Walter. 3 minutes, I promise you. And I'll just say hello and send her on her way.
Okay, I'll have breakfast, but only 3 minutes.
3 minutes, I promise. Oh, and honey, please be careful. I can't stand kissing a man with a mustache full of breadcrumbs.
Hi, Maud.
Okay, let's skip the preliminaries. There's something wrong, isn't there?
Wrong? What could possibly be wrong? My life is just a bowl of gins, a barrel of laughs, boxes of Kleenex. I thought the divorce was all settled, and now he...
Now he wants it! I'm
you with my problems.
Good. I mean, not that I don't have your problems, Viv. I love your problems. Oh, Viv, no, I don't mean that. What I mean is, this morning, Viv, Walter came downstairs and said that today is I Love You Day.
I thought Walter loves you every day.
He does.
Sometimes all day, if those stories you tell me are true.
They're true, but I don't want to burden you with my problems either.
I understand. I'm just a friend, and you two want to be alone, right?
So you two have fun on He Loves You Day.
And you really don't mind now, Viv?
Of course not.
Are you sure,
huh? Maud, please. Have fun.
Ah! Oh, darling, darling.
I don't want to be any trouble.
You are no trouble at all, Viv. Now, look, honey, you just sit down and have yourself a good cry, and I'll be right back.
What?
Walter.
Oh, more. 3 minutes to the second.
She's not gone yet.
Oh, more.
No, but she's practically out the door.
What do you mean practically?
Well, 16 feet from the door. She's leaning in that direction. Please, Walter, just give me a few more seconds.
Another crisis. Okay. I'll set the timer for 2 minutes more. Yeah. Remember, Wood, you're not going to get rid of her by mother henning her.
Don't worry, honey. I'm going to start mother goosing.
Here's some coffee. But, honey, it's a little bit weak this morning, so try not to cry in it.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
Now then, Viv, I know something is wrong. What has Chuck done this time?
Well, Mud, you know how fair I've been. I kept the Mercedes and let Chuck have the Volkswagen because he loves the tape deck so.
I know, you made all the sacrifices.
You know it. I gave him the movie projector, him the chess set, him the blender.
No, all you kept was the box that you used to keep it all in. The house. Tell me, sweetheart, what has Chuck done now?
Well, you know my dachshund, Rufus.
As well as I know that stain on my rug.
All of a sudden, after we agreed I'd get custody, Chuck wants him. Oh, you know, we never had any children, and that little dog's been like a baby to me. Now, just because I happen to buy the dog as a birthday present for Chuck, he says Rufus belongs to him. Oh, Maud. Maud, we've known each other for 20 years, right?
20 beautiful years.
And you're my best and dearest friend in the world.
Best and dearest, Viv.
Then tell me the truth.
It's Chuck's dog.
You think Vivian, I only said that Chuck was right. I came over here for somebody to tell me I'm right, even if she had to lie about it.
All right, Vivian, you're right.
You really mean that?
No, of course not. I'm lying. Sweetheart, please, Vivian.
Mark!
Not now, Walter!
Oh, boy, why do you care about me and my dog? You got Walter.
Oh, Vivian.
You don't care about me.
Vivian.
Nobody cares
about
me. I bet I could disappear tomorrow and nobody'd even notice.
Oh, what's the use of living in
here? Viv, wait a minute. Don't say that. Wait, please, not now, Walter. I have to go. I've just done a terrible thing.
But, Maud, it's I love you day.
Vivian, my dearest friend, is threatening to take her own life.
Oh, but crying out loud, she's not going to kill herself. Her alimony would stop.
Walter, don't argue with me. This is I love you day.
Yeah? Well, I'm going to spend I love you day at the club. If I hit it lucky, maybe I'll run into somebody affectionate in the steam room.
Walter!
I've spent more time watching you sleep than you're willing to spend with me when I'm awake.
So now it's my fault, huh? Now I'm to blame because Viv wants to kill herself. I'm to blame because Viv is desperate and I'm the only friend she has in the whole world.
I'm
not getting off, Viv!
Goodbye, Walter!
If you leave this house, Walter...
I know, I don't have to come back.
I never said that.
I know! Say that. I couldn't care less if I never came back.
Walter! Walter, I'll never, never forgive you for this. Never!
Maud, are you having trouble with your marriage?
You know the trouble with marriage, Arthur?
Yeah.
Trouble with marriage is women. Every time you try to do something nice for them, they louse it up.
Ah, calm down, Walter. Why don't you try standing on your head?
I'm too mad to stand on my head.
Come on, it's good for you. It helps circulation. Improves muscle tone. Keeps your socks from falling down.
Arthur, I want to work out with Henny Young, and I joined the club he belongs to.
Just a little levity, that's all. No, really, Walter. I really think the thing you tried to do for Marty today, giving her own special I Love You Day. Actually, I'm really very touched. It's kind of embarrassing, but if you look close, you can see there's water in my eyes.
That's sweat. Maud thinks she's the only one that's sentimental. They don't realize that we men are sentimental, too. Well, let me tell you, Arthur... A hell of a lot more sentimental than they are.
Hey, hold it. Why are you trying to kill that punching bag?
Because I thought I just heard it say God will get you for that, Walter.
Why don't don't you go home and make up with God?
I'm not going home. Save your breath.
All right. Give me a little room, will you? You know, your problem is that you expect too much from a woman.
What, Wisha?
Quality, not quantity. Well, you can't expect the same understanding and compassion from women that you get from us men. I mean, how many things can you really have fun doing with a woman? I mean, you can count them on the finger of one hand.
Yes.
Easy, Walker, easy. Take my advice. Let bygones be bygones. Go home.
I told you I'm not going home, Arthur.
Nobody's marriage is perfect, Walter. It's probably a good thing, too. After all, we got a population explosion in the world, you know. Can you imagine what would happen if all the husbands and wives all over the world were suddenly getting along 24 hours a day? Havoc. You know, you'd have babies coming out of our ears, Walter.
It's a good thing you're not an obstetrician, Arthur.
I was only speaking philosophically, you know.
Arthur.
In my entire life, I've only known of one perfect marriage. And it only lasted 20 seconds. They were run over leaving the church.
I'm going to check at the desk and see if they got a room for me. I'm going to stay here tonight. I had my secretary call, get me tickets to a play. You know, Ward loves to go to the theater. Oh, here, Arthur, you take them.
That's very nice of you, Walter. Although it will mean missing Marcus Welby. They're having a show tonight on malpractice. I want to see how he gets out of it.
Walter, I've got to talk to you.
Marion!
You can't come in here. You're not a member.
Walter.
What's this all about?
You got to get home right away. Maude needs you.
No way.
Oh, Walter, I'm really worried. She's so despondent. You know what she said? What's the use of living?
Oh, come on, Vivian. I heard you say the same thing.
But I wasn't waving around a bottle of pills when I said it.
Pills? What kind of pills?
I don't know. Round red pills.
Red? Well, they could be male hormones. But all that'd give her tear in her chest.
Come on, Arthur, what could they be?
Well, they could be second off. As a matter of fact, that's what they're called, reds.
Oh, this whole thing's ridiculous. Maude with a bottle of pills? She's not the type to kill herself.
No, right. Maude is not the kind who would kill herself. You know, actually, there's only one type of person that kills himself. And that's the type of person who, when he kills himself, everyone says, I never thought he was the type of person to kill himself. Wait.
Relax, sir.
Well, they may need me.
Well, I just happened to remember. Yeah. Those pills were aspirin.
Red aspirin? Oh, I get it. The old pill-popping boy.
Arthur Harmon, you little old detective, you.
Well, I don't use his head just to hang no stethoscope on, you know. Oh, Vivian.
Yes, Arthur?
I've got two tickets here for the theater this evening. You wouldn't by any chance know anybody who'd like to go, would you?
Oh, well, now, by some strange coincidence, I just might know a certain someone who'd be thrilled to go.
Yeah, Arthur. Good. I hope you two have a wonderful time.
Jumped on me, Walter, and you thought I was dead. You know, there's a name for people like you.
Are you okay? I thought you were taking those pills.
What pills?
What pills? You mean there weren't any pills?
Well, I took two aspirin.
What a lousy thing to do.
Walter, what do you advise for a headache? A frontal lobotomy?
I'm talking about you sending Viv to the club with that story about you and a lifetime supply of sleeping pills.
I did what? Come on now, Walter. You know I'd never come up with such a sleazy story.
I love your outfit.
Next year, I think we'll send you to Cannes.
Admit it, Maude, you put Viv up to it, and that's a dirty trick.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Walter, but I have no intention of dying tonight.
You wouldn't even make one phone call to get me to come home. You couldn't even care if I ever came home.
That is not true.
It is true.
It is not.
It is.
It is not. Why do you think I sent Vivian over there with that rotten story?
Send her over there with that rotten story. Oh, honey, I'm sorry about this morning. Walter,
You were so sweet and adorable and precious and delicious.
It's too late, Maud. You ruined my day. You just ruined it. I woke up full of love and stuff, and you tossed it in the gutter like an old bubblegum wrapper.
Honey, I said I was sorry, but Walter, you're behaving like a little boy.
So what if I'm behaving like a little boy? My feelings are hurt.
But Walter, I said I was sorry. What can I do? What do you want?
I want to punish you.
You want to punish me? How do you want to punish me? You want to kick me, scratch me, pull my hair? Well, Walter?
I'm thinking.
Now you're pouting like a little boy. Look, why don't you just get it over with and break out in acne?
Walter, I was hurt.
Walter, I have a better idea. Let's put double bunks in Philip's room. And if you play your cards right, maybe he'll let you buy into his frog.
And that stuff, and I mean right now. I'm not ashamed of the little boy in me.
Look, Walter, I said I was sorry. Now a man would accept that.
Oh, so now I'm not a man. Is that what you're saying?
If the Buster Browns fit, wear them.
You're really asking for it, Wood. Oh, are you really asking
for
it?
You have to prove your masculinity, Walter? Is that what it is? How do you expect to prove your masculinity? And don't say that way, Walter.
What? How? Oh, I got it. Come here. Come over here. Put your elbow on the bar.
You're kidding.
You heard me. Put your elbow on the bar.
Walter, I'm a woman.
For the last time, put your elbow on the bar. Ready? Set.
Wait. Walter, what if I win?
Holy mackerel, look at that. I won.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry about Vivian. I'm so sorry about the way I behaved this morning. I just loused up your I love you day.
Oh, you didn't louse it up. Actually, I love you day starts after sundown on the day you announce it.
It does?
Why not? It's my holiday. It's my rules. Come on.
Oh, honey, promise me one thing. Promise me you will never grow up.
I promise.
Roseanne gives Becky the talk. Unaware, it's Darlene who needs it more. Roseanne, next on Deja Vu.